are here with what I consider a very fabulous actress, Regina
King.
You play all sorts of roles.
Yeah.
I do enjoy when you play the roles where you pick up.
Yeah, I do too.
But in this show...
Do you want to sit down?
Which is...
American Crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So many shows.
Yeah, so many, exactly.
You were playing,
yes.
Which, like you said earlier, completely different, but I liked what you said about the religion being a beautiful thing, and that pretty much the crazies.
Yes. Yeah.
So could you just say a little?
I play Aliyah Shadid, who's a convert. So she found the Muslim religion. And you know what? It probably is a combination of it finding her as well. But she's come to the city of Modesto to help her brother. Her brother is being accused of murdering someone. And he's been a loner. We find out about their relationship, and you get the understanding that there's some type of strain there, and but they're family.
Is that Elvis character?
Elvis Nolasco plays my brother. Who's, yes.
Dominicano.
Yes, Dominicano. The show is about relationships. And it's, although it's called American Crime, it's not about the crime.
What I'm looking and hearing and feeling is that it's more about human nature.
Absolutely.
Give a show like that a chance to grow.
You know, I hope so too. I mean, the good thing is that it's 11 episodes and you really feel like you're watching, it's going to be almost like an 11-hour movie, you know, because it's about the human condition. And you are learning things about yourself. I feel as people are watching it, they're going to find that they're discovering things about themselves. As the characters discover things about themselves, things that they may not like, or things they may have had a lot of self-loathing going on, and then found out maybe I'm not that bad, you know.
Well, just like we do in everyday life.
Exactly. Yeah. I never saw The Bridge, but I know that was a big one for a lot of people.
Well, there's some shows that I find that, well, like you said, it's 11 episodes, so hopefully they get by the end there might be,
yeah,
you know, a closure just in case, you know.
Yeah.
But I just wish, I look forward to more shows like this.
Yeah.
Invest in. So I'm hoping that American Crime, even though it has names, sometimes can turn off.
Exactly.
And hopefully we'll be able to get an audience that will stick with you.
Yeah, it's an exceptional cast, and people, you know, Felicity Huffman and Timothy Hutton already have that. They're audience that people know that when they're involved with something,
and it also has one of my favorite salsa dancer, Benito Martinez.
Yes, Mr. Martinez.
Hey, stop that. All of you, it's going to be recorded. How can you get more gorgeous as the day goes on?
Did you like my chain?
Yeah.
And I changed my shoes.
This is you at the end of the day?
Yes.
I've been trying to get half an hour.
working on?
I'm directing. Now I'm doing a lot of directing. I have several episodes of Being Mary Jane that I directed that are on the new season that will be premiering. I think the first one premieres in February, first two in February, and then the other next two are in March. And I'm directing an episode of Scandal. I actually start prepping in a week or so. And I'll be back to direct some more episodes of Being Mary Jane. And, you know, I have a couple movies that I'm in developing to direct. And or I'm moving my way. Yeah, yeah. It is. It is.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, Being Mary Jane.
That stars
Gabrielle Union.
And Lisa Vidal is also.
Lisa Vidal, who was one great friend when we were just at church together weekend before last.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You know, it's wonderful to know that you're working your way behind the camera because we all know, especially.
I can see you guys are very close in
the
But I'm
and this is somebody's mama right here.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
I really look forward to seeing you behind the camera.
I look forward to you seeing it.
I'm very happy for you, especially as a woman.
Yes. I think people are going to be really, really pleased because I think, sure, TV is for entertainment, but if you can evoke any type of emotion or conversation, because this is what's going on. It's real. It's really happening. So we can, I don't feel like this is all about a message, but if I had any hope for the, as far as a takeaway, I hope that it starts conversations at home.
A true conversation.
Yes.
On that note, I really agree with you.
Well, now you're
listening. Igualmente.